Okay, welcome to the show. In plain sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on your Monday night broadcast on republicbroadcasting.org. Go there to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, send much needed fundage, keep free speech alive. You can find a variety of ways to purchase free speech. You can mail it in to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can call that donation in with your credit or debit card, 2-1-800-724-2719, extension 3. You are purchasing free speech for your children and your grandchildren. We're going to keep RBN alive till 5. 5 decades from now, that is. So you want to make sure your grandchildren have a platform of free speech to voice their opinions on. Please donate. Think of the future. We're going to cover a couple of things here. I had a great weekend, by the way. We had the Banana Festival here in Fulton, Kentucky. Fulton is a city on the state line of Kentucky and Tennessee. Great little town. And every fall they do the Banana Fest. Well, every fall. They didn't do it last weekend. They didn't do it last year because of the COVID hoax. But this year, all festivities in Fulton were fully observed. So just a little bit of history. Why the Banana Fest? Well, because this area was the area where bananas were shipped through on ice, on trains. About 70% of the bananas that came through the U.S. were shipped through here in Fulton, Kentucky. Great little town. And so as a result, every year the city did a little banana festival where they did, you know, carnivals and banana eating contests, circus, and the like. Just a little bit of reading from the history. Known as the banana capital of the world, the United Fruit Company, which is now called Chiquita, began shipping bananas from South America by steamship to New Orleans. The bananas were loaded onto rail cars on top of 162-pound blocks of ice for the trip north. Fulton, Kentucky, and Tennessee had the only ice house on the route north to Chicago. The bananas were re-iced with blocks from the Fulton ice plant, which is now closed, by the way, and empty rail cars were pulled up to the side of the ice house, and the large blocks of ice were loaded end up, covering the entire box car. The bananas were laid on top of the ice to continue their journey. At one point, more than 70% of the bananas that were consumed in the U.S. passage passed through Fulton. So from 1962 to 1992, Fulton held the annual International Banana Festival. It bragged of the largest banana pudding in the world at 2,000 pounds. 1 ton, my guys, of banana pudding was part of the banana parade. And since the early 21st century, the festival has been revived, including a contest for the largest banana pudding. They had banana eating contests, they had car shows, they had live bands. Everybody in the area just piled up into this small town, and they ignored the COVID hoax. You had a handful of masks, but probably 5% of the people here maybe had a mask on, and everybody else was just like, nah, we're going to enjoy this. I sat in the Metals Hotel in Fulton, throwing back some cold brews, watching the banana parade, and it was a good time. There was a great circus here, Circus Americana. You can look these guys up if you want to. They're not like the huge circus with all kinds of animals and, like, you know, 1,000 people sitting in the bleachers. They're a small circus and they tour small towns. It's a family of young teenagers and a mother and father. And they did a great job, very great job. Circus Americana out of Chandler, Arizona, if you want to look these guys up. Fantastic. A great salt of the earth type people. Had a great weekend. Zyklon T and I went out and enjoyed the festivities. And, it was really a good time. It was great because last year all of this was shut down because of the COVID hoax. And now this year, everybody in Fulton was like, yeah, nah, we're not doing the COVID hoax. We're just going to do our thing. So all summer, this small town has hosted free concerts the first Saturday of the month, and now the Banana Festival that just went on this past weekend to celebrate the past when all of these bananas would come through on ice. So yeah, that was my weekend. It was great. Had a great time, met a lot of great people. And now we've got to go on to news. Let's talk about the Taliban. Evils of the Taliban. Is the Taliban evil? Who are the real terrorists here? Well, according to CNBC.com, the Pentagon admits to killing 10 civilians, including up to 7 children in Kabul, in a drone strike last month. Read the key points off of this article. As the combatant commander, I'm fully responsible for this strike and its tragic outcome. This is according to U.S. Marine Corps General Kenneth McKenzie. Another key point is the U.S. is considering reparation payments to the surviving family members. That's according to the general. Also, the Pentagon originally said the strike killed 2 ISIS-K fighters believed to be involved in planning attacks against U.S. forces in Kabul. So, just to get the timeline in, U.S. withdrew troops. Troops went out. Equipment was left. Lots of people were left at the airport stranded. ISIS-K shows up. K variant. ISIS-K variant shows up. As they did in Syria, mysteriously. Taliban takes control. ISIS-K shows up. And then there were airstrikes against said ISIS-K. And even though the Pentagon originally claimed that they killed ISIS-K members, they did not. They killed 7 children and two adults in the civilian airstrike. The drone strike came after a suicide bomb attack by ISIS-K that resulted in the deaths of 13 U.S. service members and dozens of Afghans near Kabul's airport. So you've got this very, very odd withdrawal, very unorthodox. Billions of dollars worth of U.S. equipment, military equipment left behind. The Taliban takes control. The U.S.-trained Afghan forces acquiesce to the Taliban. And there are many people, quote-unquote refugees, that are stuck there trying to get out. And the right-wing media is all flared up. Look at Slow Joe and how he left these people behind, and this is horrible. So, I mean, the first thing to acknowledge here is that withdrawing from Afghanistan was correct. That's the first thing to acknowledge. Did they do it in a correct manner? Well, I would say no, but I mean, this whole thing looks like a giant hoax to me. I mean, you pull the troops out, ISIS comes out of their, or I'm sorry, the Taliban comes out of their hiding, and then ISIS shows up to create more trouble. And then the U.S. is like, well, let's bomb ISIS. Let's deploy our drones in light of this bombing that killed 13 troops, supposedly. And instead of killing ISIS members, they kill U.S. They kill Afghan civilians, seven of which were children. So you got a big mess here, and I honestly don't know what to make of the mess, other than the U.S. maybe wanted to draw out the Afghan Taliban. They wanted to draw them out of the mountains. I don't know. But anytime you see ISIS popping up, and ISIS, as we know, was created by the United States CIA and the Israeli Mossad, and their job in Syria was to cause commotion and try to overthrow Assad. That was quickly handled by the Russian troops that were allowed to be in there. And Syria is somewhat stable with Assad still in power. So now we come to Afghanistan with the Taliban in power and ISIS on the scene. ISIS gives the United States a, what's the word, justification to continue military operations and airstrikes, but yet they kill a bunch of civilians. It's all very odd. I've got a video loaded up. I think Mike has it ready. This is Fagboy Shepard Smith on Fox News, Fox Jews and Friends, talking about this. It's like a 3.5 minute clip. Let's see what the supposed right wing has to say. The very controlled opposition, Fox News. Let's see what they're saying about this. If you want to, Mike, play that clip.
First, just some shocking and deeply embarrassing admission from the Pentagon today. Remember that drone strike near the end of the chaotic exit from Afghanistan? Early word was the military targeted the terrorists who struck our troops and the Afghan citizens at the gate there, remember? Well, now the Pentagon admits that drone strike was a tragic mistake. Tragic and deadly. They say the strike in Kabul killed as many as 10 civilians, including 7 children. The commander of CENTCOM says the investigation found it is unlikely the attack killed any ISIS-K members at all.
This strike was taken in the earnest belief that it would prevent an imminent threat to our forces and the evacuees at the airport. But it was a mistake, and I offer my sincere apology.
That strike happened August 29th, 3 days after the suicide bombers attacked the Kabul airport. That attack killed 13 U.S. service members and an estimated 170 Afghans who flocked to the airport in hopes of leaving the country. Just after that U.S. drone strike, military officials spoke definitively, saying that it killed multiple ISIS-K suicide bombers. But now the Pentagon reports the missile hit this Toyota Corolla, and officials say the driver was innocent, and so were the bystanders who also died. Those 7 children and 3 adults, reportedly all part of the same family. This burial held for them late last month. NBC's Courtney Cuby is live for us at the Pentagon. Have they given any indication, Courtney, how they got this so wrong?
No, we went through, we heard the timeline today from General Frank McKenzie, who you played a little bit of him in the introduction. He walked through how a U.S. drone was overhead for 8 hours watching this Toyota Corolla, and he explained that there had been intelligence that there was a Corolla that ISIS may be using, may be plotting to strike at Kabul Airport again. Of course, as you mentioned, Shep, this comes just about 3 days, or came just about 3 days after an attack at Kabul Airport killed 13 American service members and more than 150 Afghans, wounding dozens of others as well. So the U.S. military was already on edge. They were worried about a follow-on attack. But they were clearly, now we know, following the wrong Toyota Corolla. And it's important to also point out that's a pretty common car there in Kabul. It's not uncommon to see that vehicle. And the fact that they were watching the wrong individual as he moved around Kabul all day long, picking up and dropping off people, picking up items and dropping them off. One of those items turned out what the U.S. military thought were potential explosives. It's now clear that those were water canisters. One thing that we also heard in the aftermath of this strike was, in addition to the fact that the military called it, General Milley called it a righteous strike, they were confident that there had been a secondary explosion. Well, now it looks as if that was not actually explosives in the vehicle, but it may have been some sort of a propane tank or some other source of fuel near the vehicle at the time that caused that secondary explosion. So the big question is, what happens now? Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a review, and a defense official I spoke with late this evening, Shep, said that we should expect there's the potential that people will be fired once that review is complete.
Okay, there's the news clip. Fag boy Shepard Smith, if you go to Shepard Smith Wikipedia, personal life, he married Virginia Donald in 87. They divorced in 93, no children. In 2017, fag boy, my word, Shepard Smith, publicly announced that he is gay and has a longtime boyfriend. Just throwing that out there. So fag boy Shepard Smith from Fox News, trying to play cleanup here because of this terrible strike, killing civilians who were not carrying explosives but a propane tank and water. And the drone that had been hovering over them for a long time obviously knew what they were and who they were, struck them and killed them. Probably, if I were to put out my theory on what's going on here, probably this strike and this killing of civilians were to be blamed on ISIS, is what I would be thinking, to further ramp up hostilities in this area. But it got out to the public, and now they're trying to play cleanup. And Fox News, which is still, they still think they're catering to the right wing, even though right wing Americans are in large numbers not watching Fox News. They don't trust them. Fox News is pushing the jab, by the way. So Fox News, thinking that they're catering to these right-wingers, are trying to play cleanup and saying, oh, this was all a mistake. We thought they were ISIS, and on and on and on. And you heard the clip in that news article from General Kenneth McKenzie Jr., commander of Central Command. And he testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee during the hearing, talking about the drone strike and saying it was basically a big mistake. Sorry, we killed a bunch of kids. We thought they were ISIS. And even the military, the Pentagon, put out propaganda saying that they did kill ISIS. But that was a lie. So we got lie upon lie upon lie. And this Afghan debacle, who knows what's really going on here? But again, if I were to just put forth a theory as to what I think is going on here, the U.S. withdrew in order to draw the Taliban out of the mountains, put them in charge. They were hoping that the U.S.-trained Afghan forces would take the billions of dollars of equipment that were left and fight the Taliban, therefore keeping more hostilities in the area. But the U.S.-trained Afghan forces didn't do that. They surrendered to the Taliban, and the Taliban got all the U.S. equipment. And the U.S. is like, oh, well, what do we do now? Let's deploy ISIS. And once ISIS is deployed, you can just do drone strikes and blame it on ISIS, and maybe you can justify further conflict in the region and destabilization and more refugees to the United States. We're going to come back on this at the end of the break on the plain
side. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey, welcome back to the show. Many, many of my emailers have told me that the Blue and Black song reminds them of William from Montana. And I'm going to keep that bumper because I want to always remember William and his very insightful calls and comments. Many times he carried the show. Rest in peace, William, as you finally get to meet your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as Mike has pointed out to me, the fag boy, Shepard Smith, formerly on Fox, is on CNBC, which is the article that we're reading from. I just always associate Shepard Smith with Fox because he was on there for so long, but he is with CNBC. And they're trying to play clean up here. And so once again, the scenario that I'm seeing here is that the troops were withdrawn purposefully to draw the Taliban out, hoping that the U.S.-trained Afghan forces would use the equipment that were left behind to fight against the Taliban. And when they didn't, when they joined the Taliban, the U.S. and Israeli Mossad deployed ISIS. As you know, they deployed ISIS in Syria to further have conflict in the area, justify refugees, and infinite conflict. And so, this drone strike on civilians, I believe they knew what they were doing, that they knew they were hitting women and children. They're going to try to blame it on ISIS or possibly whatever, but the news got out, now they got to play cleanup. The bottom line is that the people that are in charge of the American Empire, specifically in the military, they are not competent. Our government is not competent, and they're making many mistakes. And now they got to play cleanup and put these articles out here talking about this. And so you got General McKenzie getting out and talking on this CNBC article in the video about how, oh, it was a big mistake. We didn't mean to do that. We thought we targeted ISIS, but really it was civilians. So, yeah, that's the deal. So, If you want to give your input or input on any other subject, we are taking your calls live on your Monday Night Drive, 512-248-8252. That's 512-248-8252 if you want to call in and weigh in. And so in other news, as I go back to my prep that disappeared from the screen, we'll go to vaccine. We do have one caller. We'll get to you after the break, caller. The vaccinations, what's going on with this? They have to have a critical mass goal for the vax. They have to have a goal in each country of how many people they want to get vaxxed. We see that in Israel, Iceland, and in other countries, they've achieved over 80% vax, but yet people are still getting sick. And I think at this point, they expected to have majority vaccinations in many other European countries, but they have not gotten that. And so once again, we have a flaw in the system. The system, which is not all-powerful, are seeing mistakes made here, and they're having to compensate for that. In Israel and Iceland, majority vaccinated populations, you have record number of COVID infections, so-called. People getting sick, let's just put it like that. And so the theory has been put forth that the vaccination is making people sick in some way or form. It's compromising their immune system. It's causing whatever it is out there to get more people sick. Some people say viruses are mutating, if that's a thing, whatever. I think the science, if you want to follow the science, is that these countries like Israel that are almost fully vaccinated, you're getting more people sick and more people hospitalized. So the obvious conclusion is that the more people that are vaccinated, the more sickness that occurs, however that works. And I'm not an epidemiologist. I do not study viruses, or I'm not a biologist. But what you can do is look at that data and say, well, maybe this was part of the plan to vaccinate the different countries of the world, knowing that the vaccine would make them sick. And then you could propagandize further vaccines, booster shots, get them every 6 months, every 2 months, whatever. But the bottom line here is a restructuring of the global populace, biologically, economically, and socially. That's what we're taking away from this. We got an article to cover on the other side, and then we'll take callers on the other side. There's something I wanna say. Since you've been gone, there's no one taking your place. Since you've been gone.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Memory, your landline is burning holes. Recover the damage, bring it all home. Just like a summer song, they stay there forever. I try to remember. Come home. Memory.
Okay, welcome back to the show. So, yeah. There has to be a critical mass goal for this vaccination. Surely they don't think that they can vax every person on the globe, especially in America. You have the Amish here that certainly don't want to do the vax. And the system does not want to have the bad optics of forced vaccinating the Amish. So I think they're going to leave that community completely alone and just go for maybe a 75 or 80% vax rate. What then? You know, what do they want to accomplish once they get that? And they're running into problems here in America and even in Europe where people are refusing it. And so they're having to go to plans B, C, and D. These people are not all powerful. Whatever plans that they have are not solid. They're very fluid. And so, you know, what are they doing next? What could they implement next? Let me bring up this article just before we go to calls. Could Dr. Fauci be slipping us a Mickey? This is from a Daily Stormer article, by the way. They're trying to turn your food into mRNA vaccines. And Stormer quotes CTV News. Given the option, would you rather get vaccinated by taking a shot in the arm or eating a bowl of vegetables? Scientists at the University of California, Riverside, are currently studying whether they can turn edible plants, such as lettuce and spinach, into mRNA vaccines that people can grow themselves. The research project has three goals: to show that DNA containing mRNA vaccines can be successfully integrated into plant cells, to demonstrate that plants can replicate enough mRNA to rival current injection methods, and to determine the correct dosage. And so you have this article here throwing out the idea that they could poison our foods with the mRNA vax. Very interesting. And that would go to the solution of growing your own foods in gardens. Not only will you not be able to possibly access grocery stores if your said grocery store requires a vaccine passport, but even if you do access them, they could be poisoning your food. So once again, growing your own food to the extent that you can do that is always a good idea. It not only keeps you from being dependent on the system, but it could keep you from being poisoned, according to this article. Let's go to our callers now. First up, we have several callers. Reb from Colorado. Reb, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This is U.S. Pentagon 13 Boat Scout Reb, VultureSquadron.com, now growing thousands of links as we went to that Michigan militia site. Turns out they're broadcasting. They're hearing about it worldwide. What he just said about your food supply, you better make us do our job. You don't know about this. We read this, well, Bubba read the book on how the Yids created the alternative media. What you're listening to now was created by the same enemy who wants to take you over through the shab-ass guy. This is what we found out, and we're just amazed that people aren't figuring this out. It's like some of your people who are hosts don't even know what they're saying. They're called protesters. His name's Willie Baldo. He's on a V show or something, another broadcast. He was cracked in the head by these guineas and became one of them. This is how they turn everything inside out and against the same people that are fighting against them. And they don't know they're doing this. That's what I mean. This alternative media isn't what you think it is. We found that out from several sources. The book, there's a book about creating your alternative media. I forgot the author, Bubba read it. And this is what we're seeing. And what he just said, you should be really scared. I mean, they can put this thing that you don't want to stick in you right in your food supply. But we don't doubt it. They're doing it. Because we know, at the beginning of this century, VultureSquadron.com was started 2000, a domain name. It wasn't about Bubba Scout Rev. That never was. It was about geoengineering the planet. And they're actually, there's a program here on low-powered radio station that comes out through Dave Weddington and geoengineeringwatch.org. No one covers it because it's silent by the alternative media that was created by the Yids.
Reb, let me just clarify. I agree that the alt-right and the alternative media has been infiltrated. Totally agreed there. But, I mean, RBN has not been infiltrated. I don't think we would
I'm getting to that. You're not evil. It's just the track they switched you onto, and you didn't know it. You had to be an anti-Yid network to get your message out, and yet it works for the same enemy you're fighting. We'll tell you how, because it gets the attention they want. That's why we don't use the J word. We don't give them attention. We say shab-ass Gaia. That was created the same way. They don't even know who they're working for. These are morons, the whole 911 system. Even to the fact that freedom of religion, we get it. It don't matter what religion. But when your co-host, I'm not knocking you and your co-host, don't get it wrong. He starts his program, he says he's got his Jesus book next to his bed with a giant shooting iron. Those are his most prized possessions.
I'm Jeremy, yeah.
Oh, well, someone said that. I'm not saying that's wrong. I'm just saying, don't say that. Never say that. Because it led to the narrative, what the hell is he talking about? And it's directed against, order and civility, because what's the shooting iron there for? Because they're trying to say we're for this, being like Jesus and everything. We get what you mean, but
let me answer. Okay, in the book of Luke, Jesus told his disciples when he was going to the cross, he said, "If you don't have a sword, sell your cloak and buy one." because Jesus was going to be gone, and his disciples were going to have to protect themselves against thieves. And so they needed a weapon. And so this is part of the whole, you know, guns, God, and Bible thing.
We agree with you. You're listening to the point. It's the way you put it out. You should have said, like we say, we're not violent. We're barbaric against savages. Because our God, Yahweh, is the God of war. That way you clarify the situation. Instead of hiding behind Jesus, you're putting it right out in front. This is the book of Yahweh. It's for the white race. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing. It's just the way they infiltrate, and it throws the onus on you instead of the shab-ass guy. We don't disagree with anything you say. Everything you say is right. You just said it right out of the book. So we're not going to argue with the book. Yeah, you're supposed to have that. But why tell them? You say, hey, these are the intermediaries destroying this. These are the people who say they're protesting when they're actually doing the devil's work. You notice now, beginning of September, they put the pumpkins out.
Let me talk real quick. So the reason that I said that in the advertisement is because the Word of God, the Bible, is important to me, and my Second Amendment is important to me. Thus, the .357 revolver. And so those two things are important to me, and the Bible allows me to defend myself, and so I put that out there. But look, RBN is speaking out against the COVID regime and the vaccine, and we're not part of the traditional, what would you call the alt-right that's controlled. RBN has very good hosts. They have different opinions, different points of view, and they're pushing back against this globalist system. And so that's what I want to reiterate. We got other callers, Reb. Let me give you just a minute. Just sum it up in a minute. Tell us how you're going to take this back with your contacts in the Pentagon. 1 minute, and then we're going to move on. Go.
They can't be dealt with by reason. They have. You've heard it. They're going to poison your food and all this stuff, and it's going to get worse and worse. That's why you get our name out. We're at the top. They're saying they want to get rid of General Milley, these two-star generals, Lavarel and this McInerney, who's famous. He was on Fox News and everything, three-star general Air Force. They want to get rid of the Secretary of Defense. They're talking out against the whole flag officers and the whole staff officers. And we're mentioned now, you'll see the link, U.S. Army Command and General Staff College, Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, on their Facebook. All they're talking about is us. You got to get our name out because we know what we're doing. You're not going to sit here and wait to get attacked. And it says in other textbooks, it says, these stab-ass guys are looking for us white boys. That's the real target. Yeah, Boat Scout ain't white boys. They're hiding out 5 miles from here. They got broke in on, had a gun put to their head, too. You can't work together.
Yeah, appreciate it, Reb. Hey, Reb, thank you. Whatever it is that you have, the contacts that you have, make those contacts. And if you can constitutionally restore the republic, let's do it. Appreciate the call. We got to move on. We have to. Vinny from Indiana. Vinny, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeremy. All last week, Revolver was featuring a link to Jimmy Dore's podcast. He had an interview with Robert Malone, and he's the inventor of the mRNA vaccine. And there were so many good points in that podcast. Fascination did a whole half-hour show going over it. Jimmy Dore is kind of interesting. Of course, he's a lefty, you know, kind of anti-corporate Chomskyite type left, but he's not completely sold out like a lot of other lefties. And he got the vaccine, and he had a really bad reaction. And he's very, very skeptical on the whole vaccine going forward. And Robert Malone made a bunch of really interesting points. He said that these boosters, each booster will have a less and less immunological effect, and it comes at greater risk of destroying your immune system. And he said some things like one of the big mysteries is why this COVID hasn't had a bigger impact in Africa. And he was wondering if it's because ivermectin is pretty much given out to everyone, almost for free. Another reason might be that in the tropics, people do get plenty of sunlight. And, this manifests itself in Western countries in a large degree as a vitamin D deficiency. You know, people with acute vitamin D deficiency are much more likely to have really severe COVID reactions. Of course, you know, obese people don't get out in the sun, they're not as active, and they need more vitamin D. And then he said a couple things I thought would be really good for you and Patrick to go over, and things that really relate to what Dr. Duke talks about. Jimmy DeLorenzo, well, how did we get in this mess? And Malone just said, well, you know, I think a big part of it is just the media. He says there's six big media companies that are all run by the same guys and they all know each other. And I thought, wow, that was a pretty good, you know, about as far as you can get on, you know, mainstream, any kind of, you know, not get kicked off of YouTube. But I thought Dr. Duke would, you know, just be all over something like that, because it's pretty obviously what Malone was indicating. So I thought there's, if you listen to it, there's a lot of good material in that yeah. podcast. I mean, so I thought about all I had to say. I was thinking, oh, Dr. Duke would just love to, you know, get some clips off of this.
Yeah, you know, you got ivermectin as a treatment, but yet they're not pushing that. They're trying to push remdesivir, which seems to be poisoning people, which seems to be killing people.
That's exactly what Malone said.
Yeah.
That's exactly what Malone said. Yeah. He said that this was, you know, this is something that you know, doesn't have the track record. He went into some of the background on remdesivir, and then they were pushing Regeneron and some of these other things, and, you know, it's just become a big money scam. And, you know, there's a lot of material in there that's really worth quoting. I thought it was one of the best. You know, Jimmy Dore didn't talk a whole lot, but Malone, you know, he was basically saying there's no real way. People were saying this. Robert F. Kennedy, from day one on his thing, he said there's never been a successful vaccine against the coronavirus. Viruses just don't lend themselves to a vaccine approach. And Malone was saying, you know, what people are recommending, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, high doses of vitamin C, and he mentioned quercetin, which is an anti-aging antioxidant, but in higher dosages, it's found to have anti-cancer and antiviral uses. It's one of the things that, you know, Lorraine Day, you know, it comes from food, and you can extract it from food. That's one of the things that she used.
Yeah, I interviewed Lorraine Day. It was a decent interview. And, yeah, you're right. One of the things they focused on Fasten Nation over the weekend was that there is no vaccine for a coronavirus, which is basically the cold. But yet they have this mystery mRNA out there that they're pushing on people. What is it? And why do they want everybody to take it so bad? You know, those are the questions. So, yeah.
Well, I'm going to let you go. If anybody hasn't listened to that podcast, it's really good. There's a lot of things. I was thinking, oh, my God, Dr. Duke would be all over this.
Yeah. Hey, appreciate the call, Vinny. Right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Got a couple of minutes before the break. We will hold you over, Dan from Washington. Dan.
Yeah, what's that expression? They haven't found a cure for the common cold yet, or something like that.
I know, but yeah, yeah, we got this vaccine for the corona. Yeah,
right. It's experimental RNA, and you have to take it. Just ignore that it doesn't work. They passed the Seattle area. King County actually passed the vaccine passport. And I called the mayor's office today. Tried not to swear. Basically called them pieces of crap. And it was hard to be too polite, you know. You try to, you know, sound intelligent when you call, but I just came down to hear a piece of crap, you know. And they just had a little machine, you know, you call and leave your comment, you know. So who knows, maybe they'll be calling me. I don't know. It's getting really scary here, and I don't know. It's people need to start calling their local people.
Well, you said is the trucker strike? Did the trucker strike sort of get shut down?
Yeah, the I don't know if it ever got going. So I don't know. I'm trying to talk about it, but.
It seemed to work in Australia. I remember reading that the trucker strike in Australia, at the least, they got the truckers that were not having to get vaccine mandated.
Yeah, I think Australians are more intelligent than Americans, honestly. I think and a lot of it's the conservative kind of type of Republican guy out there. They're anti-worker, they're anti sticking together to protest or anything. If you go on strike, they'll just step into the other truck and replace you happily, you know. The diversity, but I gotta keep talking about it because I did hear some guys on the CB that sounded like they'd be willing to strike if it was mandated. But I think in America it's going to be a legal challenge. I haven't heard of anyone getting fired for that or anything yet. I mean, Biden said, you know, a company, 100 and more employees, you have to get vaccinated, but I haven't heard of them enforcing that yet. Have you?
I've actually heard of a lot of companies, even in California, where a certain percentage of their workers said they would quit. And so the company backed down and said they were not going to do the vax mandates. But I guess a question that I have for you, you're a trucker. All of these shipping containers that are being held up, is that because truckers aren't able to get the contents out of that? Or is that something else?
I think it's sabotage, man. It's totally sabotage. There's enough drivers to get that stuff out and people that want to. It's got to be some kind of sabotage. The government, they're just trying to create a supply line block. There's so much fishy stuff. It's like the cargo tanker that got stuck in Panama Canal. You're like, you know, that was obviously some kind of false flag or something, but
so it's not from a lack of truckers.
These shipping containers
are being detained but for other reasons, maybe nefarious reasons, and causing purposeful food supply line disruption.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's not a lack of truckers. I mean, things have picked up. They're hiring people, but there's no lack of truckers doing that. So, and I don't think there's lack of dock workers because those jobs usually pay really good. So, it's something. Maybe they're backed up when they were shut down. I don't know how long they shut down for, or if they ever did at the port. But I think it's nefarious, like you're saying.
So for some reason, they're denying Americans product, like grocery-wise.
Even motorcycles. There's a lot of motorcycle shops that are going out of business. They can't get motorcycles in. It's just like the lumber thing, you know? Hey, it's like, I don't know if the prices have gone down, but No, this is obviously part of the drill. It's part of Mike Pompeo's, you know, when he said this is a drill, this whole thing was played out, the COVID passport, the entire thing, you know, and...
Well, you combine that with the supposed hacking of the JBL, you know, meat distributors,
right?
Trying to get us off meat. I mean, it's like they're trying to completely crash the system. They want to crash the system, man, and I wonder why.
And maybe it is for this economic reset. You know, maybe. You know, the weird thing is it kind of stimulated the economy. When you shut everything down, it takes a while to catch back up. So things for us really, like, picked up. But I think when they did the oil pipeline, wasn't the, not the IMF, or maybe it was the IMF or the World Bank, was saying there was going to be a drill on that, on cyber hacking. So it's whenever they announce there's going to be a drill, they're actually doing a drill and lying to us, you know, as far as I can tell.
Another thing I noticed... go ahead, Dan.
Go ahead. Well, I think Australia kind of got paid off. There was a weird story about the U.S. selling... France was mad because we sold them nuclear submarines. And something just tells me that was planned. Maybe a payoff for going along with this COVID stuff really hard.
Something I noticed was that the stock market was booming because all of us regular folk in our working class, area, when we got our stimulus, a lot of people were putting it in the stock market and in real estate. And so... if they disrupt supply lines and make groceries five times more expensive, we're going to quit putting that in the stock market and we're going to put that into groceries. And that's going to contribute to the whole collapse of the system. That's what I was thinking. We're at the end of the show. Do you have a parting comment, Dan?
Oh, no. Good show. And have a good night. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Dan. We'll be back tomorrow night with a dynamic duo on In Plain Sight.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.